Hello, my loves, and welcome to our virtual Right to Be You session. As this year draws to a close and we cross the threshold from 2025 into 2026, I wanted to send you off across the threshold with a guided meditation and a writing prompt. I know we're not meeting in person today, but I did still want you to feel held by my voice, by the space, by our collective and our community that has just grown and deepened so beautifully and so meaningfully over this last year since we began the moon cycles journey in the spring. So, as ever, I'm inviting you now to gently close your eyes and allow yourself to relax into a space where you feel open and receptive. You can have your journal and pen close by, but for now, all you need to do is settle in and relax. And I'm aware that over the last month, you've been traveling alongside Inanna as she makes her descent and walks through each gate, shedding a layer and another layer and another layer as she goes down deeper and deeper and deeper. And right now, I invite you to gently close your eyes, feel the support of the cushions beneath you or behind you. Release any obvious tensions you might be holding in your body as you give yourself permission to fully relax. You might notice any nagging aches or tight muscles in your shoulders or your jaw or your stomach, and ask your breath to melt them away, sweetly ease into a space of no efforting, no pushing, no striving. No performing, just breathing, just being. Begin to notice your breath as it moves in and out of your body. So often we travel through the world with our breath entirely out of our awareness. So welcome it now, as if greeting an old friend, as if you are softly patting the cushion beside you. Sit with me here. I've brewed some tea. The lights are dimmed. Keep me company. And as your awareness tunes into your breath, you might notice an inclination to slow your breathing down. Deepening the inhale. Lengthening the exhale. I encourage you to take three unhurried, intentional breaths, feeling your belly rise with the in-breath and deflate with the out-breath. And as you breathe, become aware of any sticky thoughts that might be tugging at your attention. Acknowledging their presence, but offering yourself the option of non-attachment. It is here we begin to play with the gifts of our imagination. These thoughts might present like chewed up gum stuck to the bottom of your shoe, but imagine them now as impermanent instead. Passing through, gossamer thoughts popping like the delicate bubbles you once blew as a child. Wave your wand. Summon the possible. Our journey today is a rhythmic one, a dance into your deeper being where wisdoms abound and stories are fluid, not fixed. Our journey today is an ancient one, an echo in your soul that calls forth songs that you do not recall hearing, and yet, somehow, some way, you know the words. You know the melodies. You know each beat of each drum. Our journey today leads us alone and together into the darkness, the winter's snowy forest where the trees are towering and the roots are ancient and deep, and the cold sky is speckled with ribbons of clouds and woven with stars, a constellation of glimmering portals. And in this forest, the waxing gibbous moon lights the way as you enter, creating a pale silver frosted path ahead. I invite you now to feel into the forest, to be fully present right here, right now. Step into the aliveness of all your senses as you see, hear, touch, and smell your surroundings. Listening through colors, the dark black and brown of the tree trunks, the pristine white of the freshly snow-covered earth. Listening through sounds, the soft crunch of your boots meeting the ground beneath you, the hoot of one night owl calling to another night owl. Listening through touch, the fibers of your thick felted wool coat, the chilled night air kissing your bare cheeks, and listening through smell, the musk of composting decaying leaves and the sharp and soothing notes of pine. Your entire being exhales as if your bones themselves are melting into the forest floor, merging with the rich soil, readying for the holding of hibernation, where you relinquish all efforts and energies to the all-encompassing embrace of this velvety dark night. And as form and shape and identity vanish, and labels that have been stamped upon you and signposts that you have felt obligated to follow simply disappear, you feel another presence close by. A presence that is pulsating. A presence that comes with a gift or a message or a wish or a memory, past or future. This presence might have a form or no form, but however it arrives, you now become a conduit of reception, a funnel for intuition, a waterway for wisdom. And your listening pores are open to receive. I'll give you a few quiet moments now to listen in the dark, to feel into this presence. And when you are ready, slowly and gently open your eyes, transitioning from the dark inner world to the lightness of the outer world, and take your pen in your hand and let whatever story needs to be told move through you and onto the page. You can write with no time imposed or set your phone timer for 10 minutes. Whatever arrives, welcome it with a calm curiosity. And if you are called, please share what moves through you on the forum. And we will all be waiting to offer feedback. With love for this year and beyond. And I look forward to seeing you again in January.